Walking Naked by Nina Borden. Read by Maggie Ollerenshaw. I made my song a coat covered with embroideries out of old mythologies from heel to throat. But the fools caught it, wore it in the world's eyes as though they'd wrought it. Song, let them take it, for there's more enterprise in walking naked. William Butler Yeats, A Coat. Part 1. The Game. I really don't know what to wear, Andrew said, just before 8 o'clock on that Saturday morning. Or I assume that he said it. Since I was asleep at the time, I can't know for certain. I can only say that when I heard him make this remark a few minutes later, 8:05 by my watch, the gold watch that he gave me for my 40th birthday, it sounded like a repeat performance. Novelists have to make some assumptions. We can't be awake all the time, nor present at every event. You have to take some things on trust, as Bishop Berkeley might have answered himself when he inquired about the continuing existence of a particular tree when he was not there to see it. So you must believe what I tell you. If you don't, we have no future together, and you might as well abandon this narrative and go and play golf or croquet. At about 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning in March, Andrew, my husband, stood naked in front of his open clothes closet, scratching the mole on his left buttock, frowning at the rack of his suits, at the polished shoes placed beneath, at the neat piles of iron shirts in the good hardwood shelves that had been custom-built to receive them, and debated aloud.